The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
For heating, cooling, and plumbing, I trust Atlas Butler. They always text me their location, arrival time, and even the technician's photo. And zodiac sign. Just kidding. Looks like a Pisces.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
I've seen so many movies this summer already. They're not even out.
Yeah.
And I watched all the trailers.
You've seen so many characters, too.
Characters.
Kooky Disney characters.
Because I went to Disneyland?
Yeah. You're not done, though.
I'm not done.
And I think that's really interesting.
So you're going for a week?
I go for a week.
Every year.
My whole family, every year.
I feel like I go to Disney for one day, and I feel like I've been there for a week.
That's fair. I agree.
Wait, how big? How big is your family that's going? What's the group size?
20.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So you guys, that's got to be 20 grand right there.
10 kids under the age of 10.
Oh, wow. My God. Mm-hmm. You do Lightning Pass?
We do. I did the premium yesterday.
So, because you didn't know about this when you...
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about?
And I came on your podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. They added a new... So there's, you know, the Lightning Pass thing where you have to choose a block of time that you can say
I want to get on the ride at 4:30 or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or it says it's like you choose. It'll be like you can the next time you could do the Fast Pass for this ride is 4:30,
and you can only be locked into one at a time, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not that great.
A new thing, and it used to just be like one thing across the board for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now it used to be free, and you'd do it in person.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Fast Pass before the app, you would have to send a runner. You'd send the runner.
Send a runner.
It was serious.
It's like you're on a scout. Like you this send was, a scout.
This was serious business.
Yeah.
And you had your printed out tickets, and you'd go scan them in the machine, and they'd give you your fast pass for like 3:30 or whatever.
Oh my God! Yeah. Now they
do this at 9 a.m. just so you could go to Tower of Terror at 3:30.
So you get you're like, okay, we got to choose who's our three fastest people.
Who's always my brother. We're like, get out there.
And he'd run.
Well, yeah, you're not supposed to run at Disney, but he'd do it.
You're not supposed to run at Disney.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We got Cutie Cinderella today. Let's take it easy.
Now they have a $350 one. Insane.
Wait, the premiere thing is $350?
Yep. On top of the ticket.
I thought it was going to be like, oh, this is like, instead of 35, it's like, oh, it's like 65.
Nope. On top of your $200 ticket, now you can spend $350.
Oh, my God. And so.
And so what do you get?
You get a fast pass to every ride that has a fast pass lane.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to schedule it. You just redeem. So you can go bing, 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 bing.
So essentially,
bing, bing, boom, bop,
so essentially for every other park that has ever existed, a fast pass.
It's a pay to win.
And are you guys paying to win this week?
No, not with 20 people.
Yeah.
No.
20 times 300.
No.
Yeah, that's.
But I went with Extra Emily yesterday and, you know, it's on stream. And so I'm like, okay, we should probably pay to win.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it was the best thing ever.
Really?
Yeah, it's like incredible, but what a scam.
Yeah.
Like, if I wasn't on stream, if I wasn't like, you know,
yeah,
if it wasn't a tax write-off, just kidding. No, I would do it even if it wasn't a tax write-off. if I wasn't, you know, spoiled, then I would never ever do it. But it's like on stream, and like the whole point is trying to entertain them and take them on rides. So I was like, okay, let's go.
Yeah. And so do you think that even though you felt like you were scammed, if you went by yourself, do you think you would do the premiere thing again?
If I was like feeling like a bougie day and it was like me and Ludwig and we wanted to hit all the rides, and like, I guess I would only do the premiere thing if I am from out of town and I'm going one day, then I would do premiere and hit all the rides, because it's the same price as doing like a 2 day or a two-day or three-day pass.
That makes sense.
Which, like, you don't need to go to. Like, you only have to hit a certain amount of rides.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know.
Now, do you guys ever do Disney World?
My family did it once during COVID. They were very brave. And I was like, guys, I don't want COVID. And they said, bozo, that's not real. And they went. And I was like, okay. And then they didn't even get COVID. So they showed you right. And I was like, damn it. Damn. Yeah.
Welcome, Cutie Cinderella, to the Take It Easy podcast. We're so happy to have you here today. Cutie Cinderella is an extraordinaire, is the number one Twitch streamer.
I'm not. Any metric.
The number one baking Twitch streamer. Pretty good. Number one Twitch streamer that provides cakes to streamers in need.
I don't think there is another one. Yes.
Yeah. Do you bring cakes to people?
I do. It is kind of my thing. It's like there's a club that's received a Cutie Cinderella cake for their birthday.
Mm.
Where's ours?
It grows. When's your birthday?
Yeah.
Not soon enough.
Well,
yeah, not soon enough.
Ruined it.
I hope someday that I can make it into that club because they are beautiful.
You did get a birthday. No, you didn't. You ate a lot of somebody else's. And then he specifically asked me to tell people that you didn't eat a lot of it.
Wait, whose cake did you eat?
It was the lemon raspberry one.
When was this? What are we talking about?
You don't remember? You don't remember anything.
Really? Is that? I feel like I have a pretty good memory.
Do you just like go to parties and you're just at... animal just a menace and then you just like, hey, don't tell anybody, and then you forget about
it. Well, sometimes
it was a lemon raspberry one.
I definitely remember eating a cake of yours, and I remember being excited about it because I'd seen you post so much about these cakes, and I was always like, what do they taste like? Are they shitty, or are they actually good? Are they all shitty? Is it like all Facetune on these things?
Like Cake Boss?
I give them nice curves. Yeah, all my cakes got BBLs.
Is it like Cake Boss? Is it all with all fondant?
I don't use fondant.
I don't think I've ever even had fondant.
What is fondant?
I never use fondant. Fondant is sugar cooked to the soft ball stage, and then it's rolled out. It's essentially taffy. Is a good way to describe it.
Is it good? It's not good.
It's yuck. It's just sugar. It's just straight up sugar.
Yes, yeah, so, but it's like super malleable, so it's easy to just make whatever you want. It's the cheat code.
It is a cheat code. That's and it was really, really, really fucking popular in like 2009.
Did you watch Cake Boss?
That is Cake Boss zone right there.
Oh, I used to watch that show every day after school in seventh grade.
My sister
I don't
was
know
obsessed
why.
With Cake. So
My shit.
That was your origin.
That was, my origin was Ace of Cakes. So Duff.
Ace of Cakes? Duff, I don't know that one.
His name is Duff. He's dope. He's a cake artist. He's very talented, and he had just a group of funny hipsters that they all owned a bakery together, and I loved it. But then Ace of Cakes went off air, and Cake Boss came on air, and I was like, I guess I'm from Hoboken now. And so I watched a bunch of that. I was super into that. I was super into a dream of mine, actually, is to do Food Network. They do these Halloween specials where they take a I just got these stupid Invisaligns. And I'm
what happened to yours?
I just take them off.
They're miserable. They hurt so bad.
Well, yeah. In the first week, it's the worst.
It's awful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's bad. You know what's even worse? Mine, I've been really bad about it lately. I only wear it like during sleep right now because specifically Chad, anything for views, he was like, he has them too. And he was like, oh, mine, I only weighed him this late. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess that means that it's okay.
Chad's your role model.
I mean, if he said, I mean, he made grog. He made grog.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You want a grog?
I'm not going to take a grog right now.
But yeah, no. So, and I also have to wear the rubber bands too.
Ow.
Damn, you're back in seventh grade, dude.
No, dude, because it's the Invisalign.
But I'm going to.
A lot of time. You can't see it.
Do kids get that now?
I think they do. I wanted Invisalign so bad when I was a kid. And I got this is braces round two.
I got braces. Yeah, this is round two because I got a little fucker. A little fucker came out.
I have a gap. I never had braces at all.
Ugh,
okay. Oh, it's the top teeth. That's
a stupid little.
Oh, he went rogue.
Little guy. Yeah, popped on out.
Damn.
Your tooth came out.
No, no, no. Like I got a little snaggle tooth now.
Oh. Yeah.
And it's just no one notices it. I know everyone's like, I don't notice it, but every single picture I ever see of myself, I'm like, that stupid little bitch.
Yeah, that's
go
little
back
motherfucker
in there. I know
is trying to leave me. He's running away.
It's all because I didn't have a retainer, so I got. This is random tooth talk, and then we'll go back to cake talk. Then we'll talk about TikTok. Anyway, so I had this random tooth, or I had this retainer. My first retainer I ever had was in third grade, actually. And it was
early.
It was a spacer retainer because my teeth were too close together.
Uh-huh.
And one time I threw it away on accident at school, like on the lunch.
Oh, and you probably didn't talk about it.
No.
You hide that information?
Mm-mm.
No, you...
No, I went to class and started sobbing.
Oh,
and I was like, I threw it away.
Well, the first kids to get braces were cool.
Were they?
Well, because, like, every kid's, like, you're going to have to get them. And it's something you got as, like, a middle schooler. So if you had it in elementary school, you were kind of, like, ahead of the curve.
Well, I had it. Yeah, it was cool that I had a retainer, but I threw it away on accident. I had to dig through the garbage in the lunchroom. I dug for hours.
Oh, and you found it?
I found it.
Those things are expensive.
Oh, my God.
I know. Yeah, and so then I finally got braces when I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the retainer. My dog ate it.
You got bad luck.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You have, like, you run into some classic, like, childhood problems. Threw my retainer in the trash.
Yeah.
Got to dig through the trash. Dog ate it.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
Dog ate it, and then we couldn't afford a replacement, so I never got a replacement.
But luckily,
so
the dog's teeth are looking great.
The dog looks incredible.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I got, since I never wore a retainer, this guy slowly popped out. So the good news is I'll do this, my teeth will be straight again, and then I'll have a retainer to get me through the rest of my life.
So this has been like a sort of a big roundabout way to get that retainer back.
Exactly.
You know?
But I'm going to put everyone off Invisalign onto, it's called Pro Monitoring. It's the new Invisalign.
Is this? I think you were telling me about this.
It's crazy.
What is it?
Is that right now?
Yeah, it's $2,000 cheaper than Invisalign.
Okay.
They should honestly give me a commission because I've been like selling this to everyone.
Right.
It's $2,000 cheaper than Invisalign, and instead of having to go into the appointments with your dentist, I go to two appointments total, because in between it pops up with a notification on your phone and they send you home with a kit and you like, I don't know how to describe it. You put like this thing. It's like you hook up this thing around your phone and it has like a nozzle and it calls for a scan and you put your mouth around the nozzle and it has you like move your face in certain ways and it scans your teeth for you and it tells you when to go to the next one. It's crazy, the scans.
Whoa.
It's crazy.
That's going to be kind of an upset, I feel like, for dentists because they got to make a lot of money.
My dentist, he said, he was like, I love this. He's like, it's going to replace Invisalign. He's like, it's incredible. He's like, he's funny. He's like, yeah, I know. Like, he literally said what you said. He's like, it's not good for me because I can't charge for extra appointments. But he's like, but I'm upset. Like, he's so convenient. It's so whatever. I'm like,
yeah, I mean,
he loves it.
That sounds like pretty honorable of them then because it's like better for people in general.
Yeah. But my God, does no one tell you how bad it hurts?
I feel like everyone who has Invisalign can't shut the fuck up about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't talked to enough vulnerable people.
Ted's been talking about it.
I mean,
you never told me it hurt.
I don't stop wearing them.
Well, no, I don't really talk. It doesn't really hurt now. Maybe because I'm not wearing them. Well, no, I mean, like when I put them back on and I wear them for long, it's an period of time. So it's not too big a deal.
Girl, it hurts.
Girl, muscle up.
Girl, no. Also, like, it's weird to just like have like just something in your, it's like overstimulating for me.
Yeah, and I definitely think the biggest issue, and is that like in our job we talk a fucking lot.
Uh-huh.
We don't really have the time to figure out a lisp.
Oh, I think it's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so like what my mom would say about me in like fifth grade.
I'm trying to attract a whole new market.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going for.
Honestly, that's probably going to work.
Thank you. Oh.
Well, no, not in a weird way. Well.
Well, maybe.
Well, now I don't know what to think.
Wait a
now
second.
Now I don't know. Now I'm just kidding.
Who's into lisp? Is it just pedophiles? Is that the Venn diagram?
Yeah.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, it's a circle.
That's unfortunate. But, you know, I'm bringing it back. It only is 6 months. I'll have straight teeth in six months.
Oh, nice. Yeah, mine was like gotta 17 months, and I'm points. Actively making it longer because I will do this thing where I'll forget to put it on or I won't wear it for enough time. And then I'll be like, well, I got to push these dates back.
That's
and do
why
it manually.
It doesn't hurt.
You should have incorporated it into your morning routine thing because you were like so structured.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. And you got to take it off to eat and stuff. They got
to
make.
You have to take it off to drink coffee.
Yeah, because then
why?
Because
it'll stain?
Yeah, it'll stain it.
Are you a big coffee drinker?
Mm-hmm.
I had a.
I'm not me without my coffee.
I had a retainer. Do you remember when I was wearing that retainer thing?
Oh, yeah. If you want to talk about someone who complains about a retainer, well, Tucker's like, oh my God, it was like, how long did you even have that on? It was
like 8 months.
Yeah, well, for 8 months.
It wasn't for my teeth. It was for my jaw. Because do you know what TMJ is?
Oh, I've got that.
I have it horribly. Mm. My mouth only opens like halfway now.
Oh, I've still got mobility.
Yeah, mine's very limited. So it was
I'm sorry
really
for your boyfriend.
Hey, man.
He's right there.
It's a little toothy, but it's all right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they made this custom thick, opaque chunk.
Opaque?
Opaque white chunk.
Uh-huh.
And I had the worst lisp you've ever heard for months.
Yeah.
And it didn't even work.
And you were in the
Marines. Wait, you had to wear it all the
yes,
time?
Yes, 24/7.
Is this when you were still in the Marines?
No, it was right after.
Right.
And I'd have
like
to
you
go
gotta,
in
you
there.
Got, you like exited the Marines, and then it was like, all right, now trying to put another burden upon you that you just can't avoid.
And I'd go in every other week, and she would like scan my teeth or something and like Dremel the thing to like tweak my jaw, and it didn't work. And it was like $6,000.
Jesus.
TMJ stuff is no joke.
Have you gotten Botox?
No, I'm that scares me.
Oh, well, it has great
just
reviews.
A little neurotoxin.
Did you do it?
No. But I've noticed with these stupid fuckers, I'm not grinding.
Yeah, I think I grind. Well, I used to snore really bad.
Mm.
Not as much these days. I think that might have been it. Or like that's partly.
You could start doing the mouth tape.
The mouth, yeah. Did that? Did you like that?
You could try one of them tonight when you go to sleep.
Okay, I'll do it. Unless I come home fucking wasted from this party.
Yeah, it says never use them when you've been consuming alcohol. And now that in hindsight, I realize that the other night we did consume alcohol and I very much so did use the mouth tape.
Yeah, and you were
it's
tipsy,
like in
dude.
Tiny little text at the bottom. It's very weird about it too. It says don't use it when you're doing this. Don't use it. And then don't use it after consuming alcohol. Then period. Seriously, don't do it. Period. And I forgot about that last night.
Oh,
well, you survived.
It's so you don't aspirate, right?
Yeah.
What's aspirate mean?
Where you throw up and choke on it. Very rock star.
Yeah, because you know if you had mouth tape on, it would just be doing a bounce pass.
Yeah.
Right back down your throat.
I feel like it would just come out your nose.
No.
No.
That'd be funny.
People die.
Yeah.
People die.
Not Tucker. He'd figure it out. Nah, his nose would figure it out.
I'd be okay.
He's like, I would work through that. I would work through that.
So, you're Mormon, right? Or you were?
I was. Yeah.
Do you talk about it? Or would you talk about it?
Yeah. What do you got? What do
well,
you got for me?
As part of our Patreon,
uh-huh.
Emma and I were watching reality TV. We were doing Love is Blind, and we would do like a recap. So, that ended. And so, we started doing The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Okay.
Did you watch that?
Yeah, of course.
How accurate is that? Because I don't watch reality TV.
It's really upset, Tucker.
What about it has upset you?
Tucker's pissed.
Well, they're just really trashy.
Whoa! No. I think, okay, this is an interesting thing that's happened recently. I think it's Hulu that they're on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they grabbed it because Housewives of Salt Lake City got really popular. And
oh, so there's two separate Mormon wives shows?
So Housewives of Orange County or whatever, Housewives of New York, whatever.
Okay.
So they started one in Salt Lake, I want to say like 3 years ago. And it's weird. Like this one of the women is like married to her uncle, which is bizarro.
Oh.
Yeah. It's so weird. Anyway. But every single one of them are like, yeah, we're Mormon and did it. And they're no.
It's just, they're not.
It's clickbait. It is clickbait. Click,
so
like, through,
all
through.
The girls in there. Is
There's one girl that's like ex-Mormon on the Desperate Housewives or Housewives of Salt Lake or whatever. Like, you can tell she's ex-Mormon. She has the garment photo. She has the mission photos, but she does not act like it at all. And then the rest just pretend to be pseudo-Mormon for clickbait. It's like, actually...
What does it mean
cringe?
To pretend to be pseudo-Mormon?
Like, just for the sake of, like...
Like I like, love Joseph Smith.
It's like if I said I still go to church right now, and, like, I'm like, yeah, I go to church, but then I'm drinking on Tuesdays. Like, you're just not... You're not Mormon.
So you're like, if you that's, break the rules,
at first that
you're
sounded
out.
Like a random thing.
That's how most Mormons are, respectfully. Yeah. Like...
Well, if what if you... Can you get... If you break the rules and you're out, mm-hmm. and then you're like, no, I'm going to start following them again, are you just back in?
You have to repent, number one.
Like, is that just like in here, or is that like a physical thing you have to go do?
It depends on how bad the thing is. If it's bad, if it's like drinking, you have to tell your bishop.
Whoa.
And the bishop will like...
Is that like your local pastor? So I know nothing about religion.
No, that's fair. I guess. I don't know, because I don't know anything about other religions. But do you have a whiteboard? And some red yarn. So what happens, and we'll get back to Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, because they're a little different too. They're different than that. But what happens is, I'm like looking. I'm so visual. I'm looking for something to like use.
There's a map of New York City right here. Maybe we can use that.
Let's use this map of New York City.
Explain it via the boroughs.
So essentially, if you live like 7th Ave, right, they have their own ward. It's called a ward. That's where you go to on Sunday. Uh-huh. Okay.
So how many people go there? Like, what's the...
They have a church building. Probably like, I don't know, a conception. I've never like asked for a count, but there's probably 100 people.
Okay.
Per ward at each, so each church building has multiple wards.
Okay.
So there's first ward, second ward, third ward, fourth ward, whatever.
So within each church, there's a selection of clans.
Kind of, sure. And it's all in like neighborhood area based. Okay.
Okay.
So then one ward meets from 9 to 1. Another ward meets from 11, and you're all cycling through the building.
So it's not just one mass.
And this is on Sunday.
No. This is on Sunday. Okay. So there's usually like 4 wards per building, and then there's a stake center. So you have your ward is within a stake as well, and then your stake is within like a district kind of, and then all of that is within like the church, like the presidency, which is ran by the prophet.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
Whoa. There's a lot of tears to this.
There is a lot of tears, but it's but it keeps you freaking busy because you gotta go to, you gotta go like summer. I'd go to my ward's camp. You'd go to girls' camp. You'd go to mutual, which is with boys too. Drama. and then you would also go to stake girls' camp and stake mutual. So there's more.
How long is each of these camps?
I don't remember. But like when it's just women, like when it was just girls, like I learned how to sew. You learn like kind of how to be a wife.
Oh.
Yeah, it was
wow.
Awesome.
Yeah. You liked it?
This is my favorite camp song. I like to always.
Is that where you learned how to bake?
No. This we'll get back. We got to get back to Hoboken for that. We'll
get
there. But it was we go like this. You go Mormon. I love my Mormon boy. He is my pride and joy. He knows everything from Alma and on. Hey, someday I'll be his wife. We'll have eternal life. Oh, how I love my Mormon boy.
Well, so
a lot of that song is made up by just the word Mormon.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's
I have a friend
who's
Mormon.
What their writers are, they're really, really struggling. You know, they got writer's block and they're just like, what if they just say Mormon like 150 times?
And he said that Mormons don't use the term Mormon. They use LDS.
If they've got a stick up their ass. Then he goes by Latter-day Saints. Yeah. Huh. LDS, Latter-day Saints.
Interesting.
Mormons is a nickname.
So that's like really like annoying Mormons will be like LDS. Yeah,
which I will say like most, it depends like the further you're
Tim's
away.
Getting roasted right now.
It's got to be the new wife.
There you go.
Because, well, he relapsed into the Mormonism.
I see.
Yeah.
So that's got to be where that is.
The closer you are to like a Utah Mormon is different than a Pittsburgh Mormon. It's very different.
Are there Pittsburgh Mormons?
They're more chill.
I remember there was a period of time where the Mormon church was doing a lot of advertising online. Like, really? Where I feel like I was seeing like these like slow motion people laughing videos, very like
very
sort of diverse cast of people like in it that made you not think it was just an entire group of like white people in Salt Lake City that were running the whole thing. And it was like the Mormon church, check out what Mormon, it was very vague. It was like, Mormonism works for me. Maybe you should check it out too. And
the Mormons,
it's like Mormon.com or something.
The Mormons in New York City don't fuck around.
Really?
In her family's neighborhood, they run a non-denominational Christian church.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we're in town, we go on Sunday. When we walk back, there's a Mormon church in the neighborhood. It's the nicest building in the neighborhood.
Of course. That Mormons make beautiful buildings.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect. But
they got a lot of money, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They're rich.
It's like a half mile, maybe. And we get stopped probably five times by motivated young men and women to recruit us.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you want to come to the service? I'm like, dude, I just walked out of a service.
So I'm a little confused about the money situation. Like, why do they have so much money? Is it just literally just tithing?
Yeah, you pay 10%
of your income.
Yeah.
To the Mormon church.
As soon as you're baptized, which is when you're 8 years old.
It's almost like, it kind of feels like,
I was
really
paying
it's just 10% about the money.
On my, I was paying 10% on my babysitting money when I was 8 years old.
How does that work?
8 years old?
I'd get paid $20 to babysit, and then I'd give $2 to church.
Wait, like, from when you're baptized, not when you become an adult? Wait, they were taking money from children?
Dude, yeah. You're like 60 seconds behind right now.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just sort of processing the chaos of
that.
Wait,
child labor. Wait, let's get them.
Yeah, wait.
Well,
we should take them down.
In order to, like, you know, you got to follow the teaching of the church, and, you know, tithing is one of them. So you got to pay your tithing. If you're getting money, you need to pay your tithing.
Damn.
Which I will say, I wish the U.S. government made paying taxes as easy as paying tithing is.
Really?
They could learn a few things about the church. Yeah, it was every Sunday, if you just give them 10%.
But they don't have auditors, do they?
It's on the honor system, I imagine, right?
It is on the honor system, but they will, like, at the end of the year, you have a meeting. I forget what it's called. I've been out of it for a while.
Like, show us your W-2.
But you do a meeting at the end with your bishop, and they, like, go over everything you donated and whatever.
Really? And so they're like, This is some nice shoes you got there.
I don't know if they cross
those,
your T's and dot your I's.
Those go pretty expensive these days. Seems like a little bit more expensive than your tithing would indicate. Like,
yeah, I don't
like
know
that.
If you like do checks and balances. I'm not entirely sure. But I mean, the crazy thing about like Mormonism is it's actually, if you're in it, it's kind of dope. Like, I'm not trying to, like, sign everyone up for, like, you know, structured
like, when you're
religion.
In the thick of it, it's like, you just
well,
are like,
they
yeah.
do a lot of, like for the sake of, like, having, like, a good family upbringing, kind of sick. Like you do family home evening every Monday with your family. Family home evening is what it's called.
Sorry.
And it's, like, Monday nights, you do family home evening, which is you do one lesson together. So you, like, do a lesson on kindness or, like, on, you know, something like that, and you read a scripture or whatever, and that's like 30 minutes of it, and then you fucking play a game that's dope, and someone gets to choose the game every week. Mm. You do songs
like within your nuclear family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, what does that mean?
Like your brother's sisters.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
your
exactly
parents.
Like, mm-hmm. This is something that happens at home.
Yeah, yeah. On Mondays. Okay. And then you get to choose a song. It has to be from, you know, so you like popcorn pop. You guys don't know popcorn popping.
Popcorn,
I don't
popping,
know popcorn popping.
It's in the microwave.
I looked out the window and what did I see? Popcorn popping on the apricot tree.
Oh, wait. You talked about this. You did this on Chuckle Sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember this.
Spring has brought me such a nice surprise. Popcorn popping right before my eyes.
Wow. You were indoctrinated.
Popcorn ball that smells so... Anyway, that's a dope song. And so you,
that's a banger. That's on my Spotify rap.
That one, it's a banger. Popcorn Poppin' is a banger.
Okay. I'll give it a listen.
And then
they got it on Spotify?
Who's got the best cover?
Yeah, oh for sure. I don't know. Mormon Tabernacle Choir, probably.
Mormon Tabernacle
Tab.
Choir.
Yeah, that's like a big, isn't that a big thing?
Oh, that's a real thing. I thought you were just making a joke.
Yeah.
No, they're incredible.
See, with when people are talking about Mormonism, I can never tell like what's real and what's not. Because it just sounds like really insane. Someone who's raised with no religion, it's like, damn, you guys are really.
So,
but then you get a treat. You get a treat, family.
Okay,
home
well, you know,
and that's your Mondays.
If you want to, bring it, if you want to get a child into a religion and fast track a little bit, you start involving treats. That you know, that's a strong argument to a child.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun. It's structured time, and like so, a lot of things about the church. I mean, they're just shit that's kind of good for your mental. Like you're supposed to pray every day, right? And you're supposed to. This is a funny thing. Your prayers have structure, okay. Like is what you're taught in primary school is you have to start by thanking God for everything that you have, like what you're thankful for that day. So dear Heavenly Father, thank thee for the safety that I had in traffic. Thank thee for the beautiful weather. Thank thee for the food I ate today. Thank thee for my brother gave me his dope Game Boy and I got to play with it for 30 minutes. And you know, one thing that literally a therapist will tell you is to start a gratitude list.
Oh,
and you're already doing that. Like, and also meditation and like manifestation, like everything you're doing when you're doing a prayer every single night in a structure of say everything you're thankful for and then ask and then manifest. Right.
Sure.
So then you say, oh, dear Jesus, I, you know, tried out for the play. I really want to get the spot of Ariel. Like, blah, 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 please help me. Blah, blah. All like that's the funny thing about manifesting is. To me, I think manifesting is such a kooky, like people are going to get mad at me for
it
this.
Is, no, it is funny because it's,
90% of what manifesting is having the balls to say it out loud to the right person, right?
Okay.
Because like, okay, so like, okay, I really want, okay, I'm manifesting this year that I go on Food Network. If I just keep writing that on a piece of paper every day, that's never going to happen. But if I write it enough, I'm going to talk to Ted one day and I'm going to let it slip. I'm like, yeah, I kind of have this silly goal of wanting to be on Food Network. You know what I mean it at this point because I've written it 1,000 times.
I'm like, well, TikTok I actually know an executive at the.
That's what manifesting does. Yeah. Is it gives you confidence to say it out loud to the right person eventually.
The thing is, I feel like it's
the right person.
Manifesting is just like whenever it's been explained to me, I'm like, isn't that just a goal?
It is. It's a goal, but literally, it's getting the confidence to say it out loud.
Right.
That's in my opinion.
We manifested a son.
Oh, yeah?
Because when Emma got pregnant, we just were like, we're going to watch all of Malcolm in the Middle.
Okay.
To ensure that we get a boy. And it worked.
I don't think that. Yeah. But
so you got Immaculate Conception through Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah. If you want your Theodore Kennedy III or whatever. Malcolm in the Middle, dude.
They didn't even have sex. It just happened.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds crazy. Like you guys just watched a show and you're like, God, wouldn't that be cool
Take
if we had
test.
A Malcolm?
Yeah.
Boom. That's awesome.
Yeah, there he is.
Wow.
That's incredible.
No, that's
but
beautiful.
Yeah, I've always said that we were manifesting.
Yeah. Well, that's the Kooky Beans version, but the real version is.
It worked.
It worked
clearly.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Oh my gosh.
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Woohoo! Yeah! It's full Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste. Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me, or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper thing!
I genuinely think the real version is just the gaining the confidence to say it out loud. That's what I think. IMO.
Yeah. What are you manifesting right now?
The Food Network thing, dude.
Is that like a real example or?
Most of the stuff I manifest, like, no, I'm not into that stuff because I think I have enough confidence to say my shit out loud all the time.
Oh, so you don't fuck with manifestation.
I don't really. No. Yeah. But oh, I get. Okay. I understand why it works. I really do.
Okay.
I understand why people say manifesting is everything.
And how did we get to manifesting?
It's just getting confidence because of when you're praying. So right. Anyway, I'm saying is like the prayers, the way you're taught to do prayers in the Mormon church is like very much like it's backed by a lot of psychology. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Also, like having a sense of community. Community is good for all humans. Mm. Like genuinely. And you have such a community and you do a lot of volunteer work together as a church. That's good for any human. Like if you're feeling like shit, go volunteer at the Humane Society for a day. You will feel better. Okay. You just will. Like, I promise. Like, it's just the facts of life.
This is a hell of a sales pitch right now.
I know. Well, yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, wait. You got to balance it. You got to tip the scale back real quick for us.
You learn like singing. Singing, for example, singing is proven to release endorphins, right?
Oh.
Every Sunday, you are forcing people that normally don't sing to sing multiple times.
Well, what type of singing is it? Is it like, because there's different types of Christian singing I've seen. Because, you know, when I grew up, it was like you go to the Catholic church, and then it's like you got one lady who's up at the front with a microphone, and she's really confident. She's like, one bread, one body.
Yeah.
And then, like, you got, like, an old person who's like, they got, like, 2 weeks, and they're like,
so there's not one
so
person.
So it's like a moaning in a big echoey room.
There is a lot of moaning, but like some of it's swag. My favorite
swag
hymn
moaning.
Is
cool.
242 for any Mormons out there. Check it out on page. It's number 242.
Okay.
It's the shortest hymn. So I'd always like, if it was your turn to request it, you'd be like, number 242. Anyway, but there's some pretty good ones. Like, God be with you till we meet again. That's always sang at funerals.
Okay.
God be with you till we meet again. Onward Christian Soldiers is a fun one.
Okay.
It's like everyone like sings it really loud. They're like, onward Christian soldiers marching off to war.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's kind of sick.
There's a lot of Mormons in the military.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the crusadist.
They're good with structure. Mormons are great with structure.
Oh, yeah.
They're good.
A lot of the like fighter pilots and stuff for Mormon. Mm-hmm.
Was that whole sword deal any part of the...
Oh, yeah. What's up with the sword? Did you get one?
What?
Oh.
Well,
I don't know the swords.
So you got to explain the sword.
I think that was because...
Maybe that's just his family.
Or maybe it's a boy thing.
I would think I would know.
Well, my buddy got a sword.
From whomst?
His family. With his family name on it.
You,
is that a family
thing? That's not a Mormon thing. That's a family thing.
I think, that might be a family thing. And I also think that, didn't he not actually get a sword?
No, I think he did.
I think there was a whole thing about him. He was supposed to get a sword if he became an officer, but he was enlisted.
Womp.
Enlisted Marines get swords, too. It's only British.
No, like, we're talking about the family sword. Like, all of his family was, like, enlisted, or, like, officers, and he was just enlisted.
He flopped.
I don't know. We clearly don't have...
We don't
have any of the information.
Call him. Ask him if he got the sword. Drag him.
Like, well...
If you looked at your phone, like, it was like, the devil.
If you're not close
you
like that, you don't have to call
him. You
looked
at your phone, you're like,
I don't think it'd be a good idea to call him right now.
He's racist, isn't he?
Oh, well, certainly a little.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
he's really
Marine.
Blonde.
As soon as you pick up the phone, he just starts saying horrible things.
Yeah, a Mormon Marine.
And he's his soul is a little tarnished because he didn't get the family sword. He's still upset about it.
Yeah.
So. Well, he was like out of the Mormon thing and then he went back in. So that's kind of why I was asking earlier.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's the same guy?
Is. Yeah, like brought him back.
He loves structure.
Yeah, he does.
He loves structure.
What's funny is that there was...
Yeah, now he's back in the military too.
There was like, in regards to the money thing for the Mormon thing, there was this show that like... This is like such a random Mormon reference, but there was this sci-fi show I would watch called The Expanse.
Uh-huh.
And in that show, there was like a thing where the Mormon church was still around like maybe 300, 400 years into the future where like, you know, where it expanded from Earth, where like sort of like in the solar system and shit. And the Mormons have all decided to put a bunch of money into a colony ship to go to another star system.
That's dope.
And it's like a fully Mormon.
That
like,
sounds like what they kind of try to do with Utah.
They're trying to make Salt Lake Planet.
Salt
you know?
Lake Planet.
And so I thought that was really funny because they like paid for it themselves and stuff. It was like, oh, the Mormons got their ship.
I think that's how they really have their success. It's like they do pay everything. They pay their way.
They do. They have, I like, mean, a tight knit. They've got a lot of money. And they're, like, low-key, they're pretty good at it. Like, they're good at their business.
No, the Mormons are never asking anyone else for help.
No. And I will say they do a good hand of, like, humanitarian work.
Yeah.
They do.
With the mission
stuff? They really
stuff.
Do. Missions, no. That's for conversion.
Oh.
That's all
shit.
Business, dude. That's all business.
But they'll, like, help, you know, like, with random stuff like that. I'm not saying Mormon Church isn't all good. Obviously, there's a lot of judgment and a lot of, like...
You really kind of sold it.
I know. I'm sorry. I need to take you guys back.
Yeah, well, I was, like, literally ready. I was like, wait, is Cutie a Mormon again?
No.
They're always falling back.
It's just, it's one of those things, like, there was a lot of good. There is a lot of good with being in a structured church, but there's a lot of bad. Like, I remember... I was 8 years old, and Gordon B. Hinckley... The prophet at the time, he said,
Hinckley? Uh-huh. Oh, no.
Gordon B. Hinckley.
I'm
said,
Gordon B. Hinckley, and I am your prophet.
He looked like Yoda a little bit.
Really?
In big ears. Oh, yeah. I was really sad when he died. I think he died in 2008. Oh, I don't know for sure.
The recession indicator.
We'll see. He came out and he was like, hey, no wearing flip-flops to church because you're supposed to wear Sunday's best. Okay. But I was raised in a very poor neighborhood. Very poor neighborhood. Right. But I remember my mom took us to, like, Payless. We got some shoes out of the clearance bin.
Oh, dude. Tell them about the grocery store you told me about.
Oh, yeah. There's a grocery store. I don't think this is that crazy. Maybe it is. There's
it's
a grocery
cool.
store you can go to that has, like, say expired food that you can buy at, like, pennies on the dime.
That just sounds like Aldi.
I don't know.
We had people in our comments that would be like, oh, this is a fancy place. You
dude,
see that?
Well, they were like, yeah, because they were like, I usually get my groceries at Walmart or Dollar General.
All these, like,
which
it's
aren't
like
even
a
grocery.
Swedish grocery store or something that happens
it's
to also. German. Mm-hmm.
It's just like, there's you go in there, there's no advertising, there's no bakery, there's no anything. It's bare bones.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're still in the cardboard boxes that got shipped in, pretty much.
Yeah, it's all off brand stuff.
Huh.
It's where we do our bulk shopping.
Okay.
It's
huge.
Like, yeah. Okay, but if you don't know what it
but
is.
But they're not expired.
No, that was a joke because all the Aldi produce goes bad like the next day.
So,
oh, yeah.
This is a recurring theme.
Well,
in
they
life.
Would never have produce. They'd always have, well, sometimes there'd be like a big overload of oranges that like a grocery store couldn't sell. But 9 times out of 10, it'd be like just like slightly expired cans or like meat that went past like the best buy date. But like still fine to consume. And you could buy so much literally for pennies on the dime or like kind of shitty candy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was dope. But anyway, we got these shoes, and I remember I went to church that Sunday. I'm wearing my new shoes, and I look over, and there's a girl wearing flip-flops. And I remember judging her so hard at 8 years old and feeling disgusted that I just judged her. Like, I remember having this, like, internal conversation.
Oh, you judged her,
myself.
And then you immediately, like, reprocessed it?
Yeah.
And you were like, wait, what was that?
Man, 8 years old is young to be.
I felt, like, this nasty feeling about her just because she's wearing flip-flops. And I was like,
who do you think was the person that, because there had to be someone that you looked up to at the time that would have judged someone like
everybody
that.
Everybody in the church. Everyone in the church.
Okay, that
it's
makes sense.
Are adults judging kids?
Holier than thou. And yeah, I remember, that was another thing I remember in my class. So there's the Nephites and the Lamanites. And
that's new terminology.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to have to
warriors.
Google this because I always get it wrong. The Nephites and the Lamanites, they were fighting the good fight, and
so much lore.
The Lamanites, I believe, were against God. Let me see, Lamanites. So in Alma, it says, the skins of the Lamanites were dark, according to the mark which was set upon their fathers, which was a curse upon them because of their transgressions. And that's in book Alma 3:6. And so essentially,
if I'm hearing that right,
yes,
is that just talking about people of color?
Yes.
So he's saying
so they're cursed.
So no, yeah, he's saying that anyone who is a person of color is a cursed person who had done transgressions.
Yes. So I remember also in primary school in a class one day, the teacher's going around and he's like, okay, so you're descendants of Nephites, you're descendants of Nephites, you're a descendant of a Lamanite, you're a descendant of a Lamanite. Like, good thing you're making up for their transgressions. Like, good thing you're here. And it's like, what a crazy thing to say to somebody.
That's insane.
To an 8-year-old.
So there was like, there's literal like racism built into the Mormon church.
Well, yeah.
It's structured racism.
Black people couldn't have the priest. Oh, that's another thing. It's so complicated. So you get the priesthood if you're a man. Women can't have it. So that's another thing that doesn't sit well with me is like women are made to be wives. And
yeah.
I mean, to be fair as well. That's also the case in like the Catholic Church. Like a woman couldn't be the Pope.
Yeah.
Like the two rules of like one of the two rules or something that
stupid Eve,
is.
Evil Eve, can't trust
evil
women.
Bitch Eve. Ever since hung Eve, out with the snake.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
Well, the Mormon wives in the show, some of them are very concerned with being like a good wife. Like,
yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, like
that's
they're
on
pretty
brand.
Extreme about it.
But
then they're terrible.
Yeah, so the you get the priesthood, and you can it gives you the ability to bless. It gives you you're a vessel of God once you have the priesthood.
Oh, you get like power.
Kind of, yeah.
Upgrade.
Yeah, but women can't have it. But it wasn't until, I believe, 1980s that black people were able to get the priesthood in the church. They just wouldn't let black men get
That's
the priesthood.
Insane. And was there reasoning?
Well, the new patch dropped.
New patch. Cool.
Yeah. So.
And that was in the patch notes was like.
Yeah, it was a free DLC. You didn't have to pay for it.
What's the most recent update?
Imagine you have to pay for the DLC.
Most recent update. God, what was it? It was actually pretty big. I think garments got a little shorter, if I recall.
Whoa.
There was potentially an update where people...
Who puts that out? Like some top dudes like, hey,
like the prophet.
The garments are getting shorter.
There's a general conference every 6 months.
Once
a
bunch
in
of old
October
dudes are
April.
Getting together and they're like, we need to shorten those things up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. It could have just been a different material dropped that they can use now. Because it used to just be like this silky material, but then cotton came out. That was new. But there's this new thing where hopefully they're hoping we're waiting for the patch. There's been rumors, the patch for coffee.
Oh, well, we've been waiting on that for
a long
time.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
But people think it's coming.
Wow, the coffee.
Well, what does iced coffee fly?
The coffee update.
No, iced coffee not fine.
But I thought like the cold.
This
hot
is my
thing.
Favorite quiz,
dude. The cream and coffee update coming to the Mormon Church.
People, this always fascinates people. But any Mormon or ex-Mormon will answer this the same. Soda, fine.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola, fine. Hot chocolate, fine. Hot coffee, not fine. Mm-hmm. Iced coffee, not fine. Monster Energy, fine.
Yeah, Mormons in the military are downing energy drinks.
Water,
well, they're
fine.
Downing everything.
But. Hot tea, only spearmint.
What?
Iced tea, nope.
So it just doesn't have any consistency.
I understand it.
I'm confused.
What's your question?
So is it basically just, it sounds like this rule was made a while ago.
How dare you?
Do they do nicotine?
No.
Hmm.
No alcohol, no R-rated movies.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that rule about the drinks was made before the other drinks were, like, you like hot coffee.
It was that rule was definitely dropped before Monster Energy existed.
Yeah, like hot coffee, hot tea.
Let me see when it came out.
It's like for a while that was like kind of the only drinks that people were really rocking with other than like water and maybe like a
beer and wine.
You know, yeah, beer and wine thing. And that was a pretty easy category to ban. But then like you bring in soda and it's like, well, I mean, because soda has caffeine in it.
Back in the day, it would have really sucked to have tea get banned because, like, you had to drink something that was purified. So, like, wine, beer, or hot tea.
Yeah.
You know, people weren't drinking, like, apple juice.
Well, it's a way, obviously, it's a way of having control over your, you know, the more things you can control shows that you can control it.
It's like a discipline thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh, interesting.
But it has the double-edged sword of, like, we're keeping you safe, right? Because, like,
yeah,
you shouldn't have alcohol. It's technically alcohol is poison.
Well, yeah, no, it is a drug.
I bet what keeps the Mormon
thing
going is
like, how
much
alcohol is a drug, and people don't, people like just kind of recategorize it in their brains as being like, oh yeah, but that's a
dude,
beer.
My dad's the worst with that. He's
like
such
he's
a
an
drink.
Alcoholic.
No,
my dad's the worst.
No,
with
understanding the concept, he's like,
oh, tattoos was the new drop. That was the newest drop.
Oh.
Mormons can get tattoos now.
Whoa, that's,
when
seems
did that drop?
Pretty intense.
I don't remember,
I bet
but it was
none
a big
of them are
one.
Doing it though.
No.
Yeah, no way. Any Mormons are getting.
Yeah,
tattoos.
And you can get multiple piercings. You used to not be able to.
Okay.
Wow.
But it was the word of wisdom that came out, and that they were like,
the word of wisdom.
Dude,
that's the no coffee, no tea.
Okay. That's so funny.
Wow.
Man. So, but the main stuff is like alcohol, coffee, tea, and then like.
Any drugs.
Any drugs.
Well, how much caffeine's in a thing of tea?
Any profane. You're not supposed
milligrams?
To swear. Like, you can't say God. That's a big thing. So you can't say like, God damn it. Or God dang it. Or oh God.
Can you get around it by being like, Lord damn it?
Well, no.
You sound like a fool.
Because you're
Whoa.
Taking you're taking
Lord
like.
Lord damn it.
His
by
name
the end
in
of this
vain.
Podcast, he's going to be a Mormon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of have sold it.
I'm sorry.
I was looking for like some negativity.
I think it started with Tucker kind of in his head. He really wants a sword. And so
well, yeah, I thought the sword was
So when do
like
I get the sword?
Yeah, so he's been asking little questions. He's trying to figure out some information about
yeah,
the
like,
sword.
Is it worth it?
Oh, no sex before marriage. That's another thing.
Right, right. Yeah. We definitely, when we had you on the last podcast, we definitely did talk a little bit about the notions of soak.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The notion of the soak.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, so
yeah.
But
well, yeah, tell us about Mormon Wives.
So Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. The most true to the Mormon experience is the cute little cutie patootie.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
With the husband.
Wait.
Well, they all have husbands.
Wait,
who got
on.
Really mad at her because she went to Thunder Down Under.
I know exactly. You had me at cute. I knew exactly.
She's the cute. She's so cute.
What's Thunder Down Under?
It's a strip show in Vegas. It's a male
strippers.
What is her name? It's going to drive me. Jen Aniston.
Jen Affleck.
Affleck, that's what I was like, Jen Aniston.
Dude,
Jen Affleck.
The closest possible
watch,
name to Ben Affleck I've ever heard.
Well, she's like cousins or something.
Well, they, like when, you know, in reality TV, they have like the one person will talk for a little bit. It's like they sit him down and they interview him.
Confessional.
Yeah. Everyone's their first name, but she's always Jen Affleck.
Oh.
Every
yeah.
time.
Yeah, like they're making a meal out of it. They're like,
she's not even the main like character in the reality. She's not the Lauren Conrad, you know?
Okay.
But she's not even the Heidi. I would say she's like. Do any of you watch The Hills?
No.
Okay, well, never mind.
I haven't seen too much reality TV,
okay,
unfortunately.
Well, never fucking mind. But yeah, so she's, but her experience and everything, she, the way she dresses, the way she acts, her relationship with her husband, that is the most, like, she's Mormon.
It. Yeah.
She is Mormon.
That's kind of what we were feeling.
Everyone
like,
else?
Well, yeah, they all, like, push it to the limit. Like, they're always, like,
I don't think they're going to church on Sunday.
I need someone to like, some investigative reporter to like go undercover of like a bunch of reality TV shows.
That's a video idea right there.
And that seems like a lot of work.
Undercover in Utah.
Undercover in Utah? Like,
that's
I
a
just
good
go
title.
To Utah
There's
and
your
I'm
title
like,
right
and
there.
I'm like, I'm walking around the streets of Salt Lake and I'm like, I'm walking around the streets of Salt Lake and I haven't
I'm
been
just
stopped
looking
yet
for
because,
direction.
You know, what they don't know is that I'm not a Mormon. Like I'm just like talking to a guy at a shop, and he's like, "But he didn't know I wasn't a Mormon."
You don't look Mormon at all, dude.
I think you look Mormon. I look
really?
Mormon as fuck, dude.
If he wore a short sleeve white button up, he's Mormon.
Really?
Hello.
Yeah.
You've got dark hair, though. I feel like most people are blonde, right?
No.
My name is
really?
Elder
Crazy.
Ben.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
my Mormon alter ego is Elder Ben.
Elder Ben.
Hello.
I feel like Theodore.
My name is Elder Ben.
He just likes the South
like
the Park
Book of,
Book of
Mormon.
Oh.
Which is also not on, it's not, that's not.
Accurate?
It's not accurate at all.
But it's funny.
You know my hot take on that?
It's not funny?
It's so, it leans on being crass as its humor.
Uh-huh.
And it gets old after the first one. Yeah.
Are you a big theater person?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, what, how big? Like you.
I tried out for every musical I had the chance to.
Oh, okay.
Never got the lead.
That's okay.
No, well, I really wish I got it.
You deserved it.
Thank you.
You deserved it.
I think so.
And the casting director was a piece of shit.
I always flopped. That's the thing, because I wasn't manifesting. No.
Well, I mean, auditions as a kid are fucking stressful.
So I was too embarrassed to try sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't even.
Wait. I was too shy.
So what? At what point did you actually try to audition?
I remember. No, I would audition, but I remember.
Oh, I thought you were saying like you auditioned in your head, but like you.
I remember consciously thinking like, oh my god, everyone's gonna think I'm cringe if I try too hard.
Oh yeah.
So then you half-ass it, and then of course you don't get it.
Yeah.
I wish I would have had a parent be like, bitch, this is your time. You got this. You know, but like they would just drop me off and they're like, good luck, honey.
Yeah.
And I was like,
then that's like literally the hardest thing to learn, as like when you're younger and in theater, is that like. Because you're balancing that is something that you feel like as a teenager, that like caring too much makes you not cool.
Yeah.
And so when you go there and then you go into theater and then they're like, you got to, you know, bring up the emotional, get to an emotional 10, you know, that's like very foreign to
God.
A teenager
I always
to
felt
get
like
there because
you
it's like
incredible on stage.
Well, thank you.
Cause I went to all your performances.
Oh,
well, thank you. I appreciate
that's so
that.
Nice.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Oh, of course I'd be there.
Yeah. Wow.
Who front knows? Row.
I remember I was so excited. I had an audition for Dorothy. I've always wanted to be Dorothy.
Dorothy. Wow.
Dream of my life. I'm sportingly. I believe I've aged out, unfortunately, of being a 12-year-old girl.
I think you could do it.
Thank
you.
You
could do it.
Thank you. Thank you. I needed that. I'm manifesting. Any directors out there, I'll be your Dorothy.
Helps. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I stole that.
You did.
I did say it louder, didn't I?
So, I said it, boom, you projected it.
Yeah.
Just like we're back in high school.
Yeah.
I remember I showed up and I didn't realize it was the audition because she was like, the teacher, we were like kind of walking out a scene, like staging a scene, you know, blocking it or whatever. Uh-huh. And she was like, okay, Blair, I want you to read for Dorothy.
You were probably pretty excited.
I interpreted that as read the lines. Like, just read the lines, bitch. Like, we just need to block this. Just read it. And I was like, if I act now, I'll ruin my audition. And so I read the lines as mundane and monotone as possible.
No.
That's horrible.
Because I thought she just wanted me to read them.
No. That's like, that keeps you up at night the rest of your life.
I could have been Dorothy.
No.
Wow. That's horrible.
And imagine the butterfly effect. I would be on Broadway right now. I'd be Lea Michele. I wouldn't know how to read.
Oh, that's.
I would be incredible. I could be incredible. But instead, look at me.
Oh, that did psychic damage on me.
The secondhand embarrassment.
It was crazy.
No, I wasn't secondhand embarrassment. I feel so bad. I mean, like, because that's like, that's not even like you did anything to embarrass yourself. You just didn't understand what they meant.
I didn't know what they meant. And then I remember my mom picked me up. I told her about it and she didn't even correct me. I didn't realize until years later of like theater classes. I was like, that's what she meant by read it. Because then sure enough, I didn't get to keep the script very long and she skipped it. She was like, okay, Sarah, you read it, you know, or whatever. And then I remember we never had formal auditions and I was so confused because I was like, how did fucking Samantha end up as Dorothy?
Yeah.
That day, bitch
was
skipping. She was skip. I didn't skip. I don't want to be cringe and skip. That'd be so embarrassing.
She was skipping.
She was skip. Of course she was skipping.
Yeah, I bet she wore red shoes to the audition, too.
Yeah, but I thought it was a read. I didn't.
That's effed up.
Think about it all the time.
Dude, that's.
You should put on a play or something and be Dorothy. So
I did do that one time. I surprised.
You did do The Wizard of Oz, didn't you?
Yeah, but it wasn't my time to shine. Mm. And so I surprised all my friends. I invited them to a stream. I was like, I have this stream event. And of course, they don't ask me any questions. I'm like, just show up.
Yeah.
Like, just wear all black. You'll be fine. They're like, okay. They showed up and I walked out and I was like, all right, everyone. Welcome to my show. You're in The Wizard of Oz. And I made them perform a 2.5-hour musical of Wizard of Oz.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
And there was no AC. I didn't plan on that, but it did add to the show. As the show went on, everyone got progressively angrier. Austin was Toto and he had a dog outfit. He was so mad by the end, he didn't even come up on stage. He sat in the audience
Austin's
and went
so
woof
too,
woof. He was so pissed.
Oh, he's such a, oh my God.
He's a diva.
He is such a diva. Mm-hmm. Well, we're just about out of time for the main channel episode mm-hmm. with Cutie Cinderella, but we're going to keep going on the Patreon, patreon.com/takeiteasy. It's the best way to support the channel, and we're going to be talking more in this episode, and we have
Yippee!
More things that we want to ask you. So we hope you join us over there, and thanks for listening to this episode, folks. Thanks for clicking on the episode. We love you to death. All right. And also, before we go, for all of those who are not a part of the Patreon, where can the people find you?
Yeah, I assume a bunch of men listen to this podcast. I think you majority audience men.
No. I think we've got an even split.
What do we have? I don't know if I've ever looked.
I've never looked either.
I assume it's a bunch of men. And men, if you want to learn more about women, come check out Wine About It, where we talk about stuff. We mostly complain. If you don't have a girlfriend and you need to hear some bitch moan,
yeah,
whine about it.
Yeah, the
check
bitch
it out.
Moan podcast.
Yeah,
that was a good sales pitch.
Yeah, thank you. If you didn't have sisters, we'll fill in for you.
If you're looking for a good dose of BMP,
yeah,
check out the wine. The was it Total Wine or something? What's it? What's
wine
that?
About it.
Yeah, the Wine About It. Yeah, the Total
thank
Wine
you.
About It podcast.
Thank you. See you there.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Running a medical practice is complex, but you don't have to go it alone. When you join the Medical Group Management Association, you get access to an entire team of healthcare business experts, plus thousands of other members in practice management who face the same challenges as you. MGMA helps you advance in your career and helps your practice operate more efficiently and stay compliant. Join now and get exclusive access to our brand new 2025 Provider Compensation Report. Sign up today. This report is available to MGMA members only. Join today at MGMA.com.
Come try new Skyline Dip Cholitos at your neighborhood Skyline today. A warm, soft tortilla filled with their amazing chili and cheese with an extra layer of cream cheese and crunchy Fritos corn chips. At participating Skyline restaurants for a limited time.